a gentleman by the name of K.W. Miller. Have you guys heard of this guy?
No.
No.
So he is a he's a state house rep in Florida.
Oh.
The epitome, basically Florida man do politics.
Yeah.
the epitome of the Florida man running now for Florida's 18th congressional district and on a QAnon ticket as an independent. And he's definitely going to be on the ballot, even though there, you know, in the primary, there is both a Republican and a Democratic nominee for this election. So, you know, could be the toss up of all toss ups here. But he had a incredibly interesting tweet today saying Beyonce Knowles, not even African-American. She is faking for exposure. Her real name is Anne Marie Lastrassi. She is Italian. This is all part. He continues, this is all part of the Soros deep state agenda for the Black Lives Matter movement. Beyonce, you are on notice. Hashtag Great Awakening, hashtag QAnon, hashtag Where We Go One We Go All, hashtag Trump 2020.
Ooh,
and
wow.
The thread is really long. It's great. He says, Beyonce's song Formation was a secret coded message to the globalists. The song clearly admitted that Beyonce was demonic and worshipped Satanist churches located in Alabama and Louisiana. And looking, he continues, looking more into Beyonce's coded globalist messages, who is, quote, Becky with the long, with the good hair,
who is
who
that?
She encourages people to call while apologizing. Oh, a Soros operative? And he links to somebody named Becky Hogg, who apparently works for George Soros. So this is just some random person named Becky Hogg who works for a foundation run by George Soros. And he presents this as evidence. Before he goes on to also accuse Patti LaBelle of being an Illuminati globalist puppet.
Patti LaBelle.
I'm Illuminati Italian Beyonce. I make a DeSoro sauce. I play at a halftime show.
God, it's so fucking...
Ladies and gentlemen, we got her.
She's owned. It's so fun to imagine having this like quaint worldview of conspiracy, where it's like a global movement that's trying to run all of society, but they also sneak in little clues, like it's an adventure game where it's like, well, I want to make it fair, so we should say directly what we're doing in some pop music, so you know, an enterprising soul can figure it out and expose us.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be fair.
Otherwise.
What if we just did it in secret? There'd be no
fair,
point.
Yeah.
Of that.
Oh my God.
But I don't understand. This is one of the most baffling QAnon things I've ever seen. Because like, what? Why is her being Italian anything? Like, what does it mean? What is the secret here? Did I miss something?
Like, Beyonce didn't found Black Lives Matter. How is this like, we need a black woman. We need someone who looks like a light-skinned black woman to make Black Lives Matter popular.
Yeah, so. But even if she did, even if she was the founder and then she was Italian, what would that mean?
Yeah, black lives don't matter because she's not black.
She's not black.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
It's another Dolezal situation. It's like fucking who's that other Ariana Grande. It's it's Dolezal's all the way down.
Right.
Yeah. The right wing is just waiting. They're like, what? We really need a famous black celebrity to just turn out to be a real Dolezal, and then that will undo the left and the liberals forever, and fascism can finally reign supreme.
Yeah, a fucking pop star who has been singing since she was a child. I mean, like, when did this start? Mm-hmm. I guess.
A flashback and you realize she's always singing with an Italian accent. You think back to Beyonce music.
She's just always eating spaghetti and like throwing pizza dough in the air.
Oh, man. It's like a detective like going through YouTube videos of Destiny's Child and he realizes she's always tossing pizza dough in the air, but no one notices because she's doing it so fast. He's like pausing and zooming in.
Yeah. Beyonce is Anne Marie. Anne Marie is Beyonce.
This,
holy shit balls.
I love this KW Miller for Congress guy because his pinned tweet is a front facing camera video of him driving down the highway talking about
adventure.
Not being afraid of the boogeyman. He says,
"What?
No, I am the boogeyman," and then superimposes an explosion across the screen. This guy is a true king, and I think we need more cranks like this in Congress.
This guy sounds hilarious. I'm surprised he's not wearing like the Heisenberg pork pie hat.
Yeah. I would not be surprised to find out that his entire
congressional campaign is being managed by David Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
By Pickle Rick and Dick Wolf. I'm Pickle Rick!
The Congress full of these cranks. It would just be like, all you would need is like some, you know, some breadcrumb trails of like Q conspiracy, and then it make it lead to, now here's the ultimate Q manifesto, and it's the Communist Manifesto, and then suddenly you have a Communist Congress.
Yeah, because they'll believe anything.
Yeah, if they'll believe Beyonce is Italian, I mean, we're...
But it's like, what is, so what? What does that even mean?
She could be Italian, I don't know. I don't know who her parents are, but who cares?
What if their big plan is to just accuse people of being Italian, right? Like, they discover socialism, and they're like, Karl Marx was Italian.
That's their response to everything. It's like, did you know Lenin was actually Leninocci, and he was Italian? And it's like, well, did he do anything different? It's like, no, he was the same guy. He just was Italian the whole time.
You know, his real name wasn't Lenin, right? That was a made up one.
Right, like, he made it up from Leninocci.
Made up Leninocci.